spend more time in the city, spend more time talking to residents, and keep asking questions like this. Because if you aren't, maybe nobody is. And the college can benefit the community tremendously simply by the dynamism of ideas and energy that students interacting with the residents brings on a regular basis. And there has never been enough of that, and there's more of that these days. But I genuinely mean that in the day-to-day sense of visiting our stores, eating at our restaurants, getting to know residents, making music together at open mic nights, and like actually integrating into the community and bringing some of the tremendous ideas and resources that you are all exposed to here all the time, and bringing that into the community discussion and making that a more two-way conversation, I think would make the quality of life for everyone better, but also allows you to ask these more challenging questions so they don't keep fading away. Because the residents here have busy lives and busy days, and it's very easy to ignore these challenging questions and let the leaders go on and make decisions and just go on with your day-to-day business. But if students like you were constantly in the face of me and city council and others and saying you can't let these issues die off, it becomes harder and harder to ignore. And so I think the college does, you know, have the potential, and the students have the potential to really keep these issues on the radar, put them on there, start using the words environmental justice in our community, which are not talked about too much right now. There's some racial justice work going on. There's, you know, groups organizing around some racial justice issues. And I have said that Nurture Nature Center's role there would be to bring environmental justice to the forefront of those conversations. So I'm hopeful that this community's opening to that.